Hello and welcome to WSD Voice, a podcast focused on positive and informative news in Waterford School District. I am your host, Sarah Davis, the Director of Communications and Community Relations, and I am here with interim Waterford School District Superintendent Lisa Eldridge.
Hello, everyone. This is going to be our last podcast for the 24-25 school year. And like all of the ones we have done in previous years, we're going to spend it celebrating our successes from the school year.
Sounds like fun. Before we begin, Lisa, I know that you rejoined the district again in February. Do you have a favorite moment or celebration from this past couple of months here?
Oh, there have been so many. Mm-hmm. It's been great to reconnect with staff and even some of the students I knew before. Mm-hmm. Even some of the students that have graduated have come back, and I've been able to see them in their job opportunities here in the district. It's nice to reconnect, especially during Teacher Appreciation Week, with mm-hmm. our wonderful teachers and spend some time with them out in the community. And of course, doing things like this help to promote our wonderful district. So mm-hmm. I've been enjoying it very much.
Yeah, a highlight for me every year is always the Teacher of the Year. Oh, and that's something that we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the podcast too. So I look forward to that discussion. But let's start now first with, we always have three seniors on the podcast, and we ask our high school principals to select one senior to represent their school. So we have a Kettering student, a Durant student, and a Mott student. So our first student is Vinaya Hill. She is the type of student who seems to do it all from what I hear. Vinaya, tell us a little bit about your school experience and everything that you're involved with.
So I attend Waterford Kettering High School, and I am involved in as many aspects of the school as I can be, but I spend most of my time with the leadership and student council team as I am senior class president, and before the last dance season ended, I was also captain of the varsity dance team as well. So that's where I like to spend most of my time.
Okay, awesome. And what has been your path through the Waterford School District schools?
So I started at Riverside Elementary, and then from there I went on to Pierce Middle School, and then after that I went to Kettering High School. My time at Riverside Elementary was probably my favorite, just due to being like little, and I met a lot of my best friends that I'm still friends with now there. Mm-hmm. My time at Pierce was interrupted due to COVID, so I didn't get the full like middle school experience, so I would say I wasn't there long enough to mm-hmm. like really know how I felt about middle school. Middle school is kind of a rough time for the kids that are in my grade, but Kettering has been by far my favorite school being at. Just be like being older and being able to be involved with everything there, it's been so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And the more involved you are too, right, the better experience mm-hmm. you have, so that helps
for sure.
Throwing
yeah.
yourself in like that. So how do you feel that the education you've received at Kettering has helped prepare you for the future?
I think that a lot of the teachers have helped me shape my future, deciding on what I want to do when I'm older and stuff like that. I felt very supported by a lot of the teachers, like from Riverside till Kettering now. Mm-hmm. Being involved in the leadership team has really helped push me to lead and to get experience, like working with a team and having to kind of like be the boss sometimes and something like that, but also like encouraging other people to step up to the plate as well. So I think leadership has been the most, what's the word?
Fulfilling,
yes, helpful when helping me decide what I want to do in the future.
Sure. Anything specific from leadership that you really enjoyed?
Just being with the team. It's a great group of kids, and we do a lot of problem solving and stuff like mm-hmm. that. It really pushes you to think outside of the box, so I'm just really grateful to have had that experience and work with so many amazing people who are trying to go down the same path in the future as I am.
Okay. What advice would you give to students who are younger than you?
I would tell them to enjoy it. I know that grades are important and stuff like that, but I also feel like having fun should be a priority as well, just because it goes by so fast. I know when you're like going through the motions of school and everything, it feels like it's dragging on. But once you get to your senior year, you realize how fast everything went by, and I wish I would have cherished the little things a little more, like in the moment, rather than wishing my days away and wanting to graduate so fast. So mm-hmm. I would just tell everybody to enjoy it and make sure that you prioritize having fun.
And speaking of fun, I know you're talking about you have a meeting right after this for prom on Friday.
Yeah.
And so you are involved in a lot of the fun aspects too
yes.
and planning those different things.
Uh-huh,
so.
Yeah. When you're in leadership and student council, we get to plan homecoming and prom, nice. And we get to help with all the different like charity events that we do. So mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun.
All right, excellent. Vinaya, what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future right now are to attend Oakland University for dance while I assistant coach the dance team at Waterford Kettering. After that, I don't know what the future holds. I might transfer and go farther or something mm-hmm. like that. But right now, my priority is dance. I don't really know what I want to do for a job in the future. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of just going through the motions, and I'm hoping that I find something in college that really speaks to me.
Yeah, perfect. And staying close and local, at least initially, to help with the dance team, that's really awesome. And I'm sure they will very much value having you around, having been such a recent student there and yeah. knowing the routines and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you, Lisa. Any words of advice or anything you want to offer to Vinaya?
Yeah, absolutely. Go Grizzlies. I'm an alumni of OU myself, and I love that you're going to keep a connection with us so that we can keep in touch and just watch you grow into college years. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Really. Thank you. And thank you for having me here today, too. It's been a great time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, up next we have Durant student D'Angelo Pierfelice, who will be graduating from Durant this June. Welcome, D'Angelo. Thanks for being here on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
As you get closer to graduation day, what are you thinking about? How are you feeling?
As I get closer to graduating, I'm very excited to get out into the world. With some of the great opportunities and great resources that I have at my school, I've been giving a chance to look out and open myself to new things that I never thought were possible. Before coming to Durant, I definitely didn't think I was able to graduate at all whatsoever. My grades, they weren't the greatest. I was also failing some of my classes, a lot of my classes actually. After coming to Durant and focusing on the importance of my education and what I needed to focus on, my teachers, they helped me and they better let me know or better gave me a better understanding of like the materials. Mm-hmm. And like how I could understand them. They give me like ways and like easier explanations.
Yeah.
Which really helped me. They really took the time and put effort into not just one of their students, but all of their students.
Mm-hmm.
At Durant, we have like shorter classes and like less amount of people in each class. So it's easier for them to be able to talk to students and be able to have a one-on-one with them and share their experiences and like how they can learn.
Right. So D'Angelo, reflecting back on your high school career that you've had, how has being a student at Durant helped you? Or what are some maybe things that are unique about Durant that you felt were advantageous to your high school, type of high school career that you had, whether it's academically or socially?
Okay. Coming to Durant, they definitely had a great like support system
mm-hmm.
that like I've never had before at any of my other schools. They have like this Michigan Works program, mm-hmm. like in Waterford. They support that. They've brought that out to Durant, and they've been bringing that into like this week, not only the seniors but everybody at Durant. And they've been helping us with careers, like career searching. We've gone to career field trips. I've gone to Lansing to like talk with representatives of legislators. I also have been awarded a OCC scholarship.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. But they've done like a lot of things with careers, not like just the education part, but mm-hmm. what you want to do after high school and what you want to do like building your life.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, they gave me like all those opportunities with the career field trips and like going to Lansing and all that. They gave me all that to be able to look into myself and what I want to do, mm-hmm. like not just like straight out of high school, but as a career.
Right.
Straight out of high school, after like going to the career exploration, which is what we did at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
They gave me like an opportunity to look at what I wanted to do, and what I want to do for straight out of high school is tree cutting. And after that, as a career, I looked at the millwrights union. We went to the millwrights union,
mm-hmm.
and we did some hands-on activities. that gave me an insight to what I want to do as my career, which is being an electrician.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and that was the next question I was going to ask you is, you know, what are your plans for the future? So it sounds like you have a couple different things you're looking into.
I do.
Tree cutting or the millwrights?
Yeah, starting out right after high school, yeah. I would like to be a tree cutter. And then as a career, electrician and like electrical lining.
Yeah. And I like how you have like, you know, a step process too. You know, it's going to take you a little bit to get to an electrician, but you got a plan in place until you
get there. Yeah, that's a big thing. It's important as that goes. Yeah, especially after like coming to the rent, I figured out that it was important for me to set goals. That was a big thing.
Okay.
If you don't set goals for yourself, you're not going to have the motivation to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to want, like, you're just going to think about, it's just a big load of things that I have to do, a big load of things that just stresses me out and I'm not going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to break it apart into certain different parts and see what you can take on at that time, then keep moving forward. And I figured that out, that for me, for education, I had to set a goal of at least B's, because I didn't want to get a C, because if I got a C and then I messed up the final, mm-hmm. I failed my class.
Yeah, but some cushion there, right?
Yeah, but I wanted to have a little bit of cushion, and yeah, right now I'm doing good, but I wanted to get some cushion and figure out what I need to do.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. It sounds like you have a really strong plan going forward, and I think you're going to be really successful. Lisa, is there anything you'd like to say to D'Angelo?
So, D'Angelo, are you starting OCC in the fall then?
I have applied to OCC in the fall.
Good, because you have that scholarship, yes. You said. That is so mm-hmm. exciting for
yeah.
you.
It's yeah, especially since the first 2 years at OCC are free.
Yes.
Yeah, that awesome. Definitely helps out a lot,
that scholarship. Great. Well, you know, I know you've talked a lot about Durant and what a great place it is, but always remember that they set the framework for you, but you came in and did all the hard work.
Yeah, it's important that you have to know that you can put in the hard work yourself.
And you did it.
This is on you.
Graduation's on you. That's awesome. I hope to see you on June 1st at the graduation ceremonies.
We will both be there. Thank you for being on the show. We'll see you on June 1st then.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break and then we will be back with our next student.
Hello, I'm Lisa Eldridge, Interim Superintendent of Waterford School District. It's time to start thinking about where your child should attend school for the 25-26 school year. At Waterford School District, we aim to create today's student to become tomorrow's leader, and we are uniquely prepared to build your child's bright future. We have recently invested over $16 million in cutting-edge curriculum and technology. Additionally, in September of 2024, we opened a brand new state-of-the-art Stepanski Early Childhood Center, for which we are currently accepting registrations. Learn more and enroll at wsdmi.org/enrollment. That's wsdmi.org/enrollment. Come join us here at Waterford School District, where your child will be inspired, educated, and empowered to thrive.
Okay, we are back. The last student we have on WSD Voice today is Mott Senior Jacob Van Sweden. Let's start with what you do as it relates to school. Please talk about what you're involved in at Mott.
Yeah, so I've been in the link crew for the past 2 years. This year I was a commissioner, which is kind of like a president for the program.
Okay.
I am in student council. I've been doing student council for 2 years as well. Last year I was part of PPI, which is the positive peer influence, mm-hmm. but this year we weren't able to run it. And then I've been playing for the high school hockey team for 2 years, this year being a captain. And as well as my past 2 years of high school, I've been playing for the baseball team as well. And then my last thing is I've been in the Honors Orchestra for the past 4 years at Mott. So I think that's about all the things I've participated in.
Okay. What do you play in the orchestra?
I'm a bassist.
Okay. Very nice. Excellent. Yeah. So you kind of do it all. You have athletics in there. You have music in there. Yeah. You're helping out with the kind of the academic link crew and all of that side of things. So that's a really great, well-rounded experience.
Yeah,
would you
like
agree? I mean, have you been having fun there at Mott?
It's been the best 4 years of my life.
Yeah. Oh, that's really great to hear.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit more about your hockey career, too?
Yeah. So been playing high school for 2 years. Before that, I was playing travel. I was a little bit hesitant because we didn't have like a great program before, but mm-hmm. it was definitely the best decision I've made playing for our high school, mm-hmm. representing our schools. And this past year, I was a captain. We broke records for the program, having the best record in history. A lot of our players, since we're a unified program, our other captain, Brady, he set the goal record for West Bloomfield. And myself as a goalie, I set the record for goalie stats this year as well.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that, too. So with all this different involvement you've had, you must have a lot of memories. Can you kind of narrow it down to one or two good memories you could share with us?
Oh, yeah. So obviously this past hockey season, with having such a good record, mm-hmm. we had so many upsets. We just really made a name for ourselves and our community.
Right.
And then so that entire season has been one of my favorite memories of all time. And a little bit recently, we took an orchestra trip to New York. We just got back on Saturday, and that was an amazing time. I absolutely loved it. Yeah. We went to two Broadway shows. We saw Wicked and Hamilton, and it was unbelievable.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I wish I had known about
great
that trip.
Yes.
So what schools have you gone to in Waterford School District?
Yeah, I started at Knudsen Elementary. It was a great time there, field days, color runs, all that sorts of stuff. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to Pierce Middle, and like Vinaya was saying earlier, it got cut short due to COVID, but there, our sixth grade camp was amazing. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go to DC or anything like that, mm-hmm. but those 3 years there were spectacular as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then now I'm graduating from Mott.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the future?
Hockey's my passion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue playing hockey. We're not quite sure where yet, but I'm either going to be playing collegiate at some point or start playing junior hockey.
Okay,
great. So I'm talking to some schools, some different junior teams. I've got a showcase Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
So hopefully some good things will come out of that.
Okay, yeah. Fingers crossed, right?
Yeah, and then when I move on to college, I'll try to study business there.
Yeah.
At wherever I'm at.
Okay, all right, excellent. So if you have any spare time, which seems unlikely, what is it that you like to do for fun?
Yeah, I work at a Orchard Lake Country Club.
Okay.
And I love golf. I probably love it as much as I love hockey, just not quite as good at it. But me and my buddies, we love to go golfing. We love to spend time on the boat, fishing, mm-hmm. tubing, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love to travel, like I was saying about New York. We typically like to go to Myrtle Beach as a family. That's mm-hmm. one of our favorite spots. We went to Florida for spring break in Clearwater. It was a great time. But I just love traveling, like seeing different parts of the world.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thank you for being on the show, Lisa. Is there anything you want to say to Jacob?
Yeah, I think it's great that you're going to follow your passion. Yeah. I don't know a ton about the minor leagues, but is there a chance that you'd be able to go and live in another city? And are you looking at one in particular that you're drawn to?
I am talking to a team in New Hampshire right now.
Oh, cool.
Then another team in Wisconsin. So we'll see where it takes me.
Excellent. Yeah, sounds like your future is very bright.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to seeing you on June 1st at graduation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jacob. Okay, time for one more commercial break, and then we will be back for the final segment of our show to meet our 24-25 Teacher of the Year.
Hello, Waterford School District Interim Superintendent Lisa Eldridge here. The Waterford Pool and Fitness Center is your recreation and fitness community center. We offer a welcoming, supportive environment for people who are interested in recreation, fitness, and enjoyment. We have both land and water classes for all levels and offer annual memberships. Find out more about our Pools and Fitness Center programming on our website at wsdmi.org. That's wsdmi.org.
All right, welcome back to WSD Voice. We are here discussing all of the exciting things that took place this past school year, and our Teacher of the Year is certainly one of those things. I'd like to welcome to the show the Waterford Foundation for Public Education's 2025 Teacher of the Year, Meg Gross-Nickel, a 15-year WSD veteran teacher of English Language Arts at Kettering High School, as shown by her shirt. Thank you for being here, Meg, and congratulations on this achievement. This is a really big deal.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you. Were you surprised when a sudden team of people came into your classroom and said that you were the winner of the award?
Yes, I was so surprised. It like completely caught me off guard. And it was so fun and just so nice to see also how many family members showed up. So yeah, it was a really exciting experience.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about that day is the clap out at the end. And I know in particular at a high school, it's a little bit more difficult to have that happen than maybe at an elementary. So how did you feel about, you know, everyone coming out and clapping you out as you left?
It's intense. I don't like a ton of attention on myself. So it was like overwhelming in the best of ways. So I was really just trying to like take it all in. And I'm so appreciative to all the staff and students for all of their support. Because it was very exciting, but very overwhelming.
Yes, yes. So just so our listeners know, when you win Teacher of the Year, you get to leave school early that day. Then after the surprise, you go and pick out a new and most importantly, a free car. And we are grateful for the foundation's partnership this year with Joe Longhamber Chevrolet in Waterford, who so graciously provided you with this opportunity. So tell us, which car did you pick and why?
I went with the 2025 Traverse. We have some summer road trip plans coming up, so I thought that would be a nice vehicle for that and would afford us some more comfortable opportunities.
Okay. In color?
It's like a dark blue, little bit of teal in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pretty. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I hope you, have you been enjoying it?
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun to just have something new and shiny and all of that.
Did you drive it here today?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
All right. Excellent. So now I do want to mention that there are 9 total nominees for the Teacher of the Year and that this year the focus was on secondary level teachers. So I'm going to read the names of the other nominees. We have at Pierce Middle School, Joe Brown and Mike Baroff. At Waterford Kettering, in addition to Meg, we have Tony Miller and Danny Folks. At Waterford Mott, we have Kim McGee and Katie Mulick. At Durant, Jeremy Lloyd. And at Life Tracks, we had Sherry Staubach. So great job to all of the nominees. We're grateful to your dedication to our students. And Meg, is there anything you'd like to say about these other candidates that you are in the running for, you know, for the award with?
Obviously, their reputation precedes them, you know. So they are a wonderful, dedicated group, and I've been fortunate to work with several of them over the years. And it just always amazes me, like, how much energy and effort, you know, teachers will put into this career. And so I'm honored to be among them.
Right. Lisa, anything you want to add about this group of teachers?
Every year I see the names of teachers, and I think, how lucky are we in Waterford to have such amazing teachers for our kids, and how lucky our students are. I mean, you look at this list of names, and they are all fabulous teachers. And we're lucky. We're just lucky. They give 150% every day, and our kids are very fortunate to have them.
Mm-hmm. So, Meg, you're also an alumni of Waterford School District. You're obviously a beloved teacher. You are the yearbook advisor. You do link crew. I believe you have some family history, or your family has some history with the district. Other people have worked for us. So what is it about Waterford? Why is this a community that you love and are so engaged with?
I'm so proud of my Waterford education, and I feel I was really offered some amazing opportunities. And so to have that opportunity to be in the community that I love and try to give back and repay that a little bit is a really great experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's a favorite memory you have of teaching over the years, or something you're most proud of?
Oh, man. I mean, there are so many, like, hilarious big and small moments that happen, you know, throughout every single year. I think in terms of what I'm proud of, I am always proud of seeing what students are capable of. Mm-hmm. And when they really want to work towards something, you know, like with my experience in yearbook, we start out with nothing. There's not a single thing, and students to do every single part of the yearbook, from the pictures to the cover, design, writing, they do it all. So they create, you know, this thing for the community out of absolutely nothing. So experiences like that, or like the Polar Plunge, where students had this passion to bring this fundraiser to our community, and thought that they could do a really good job with it, and they did. They plan everything. So seeing what students are capable of is always an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. We're so happy for you. Lisa, anything else to add?
Yeah. One of the things we haven't even touched on yet, although Meg is an amazing teacher and we often hear such positive comments from her students, is that she is also one of our teacher leaders, which okay. means that she leads teachers in the ELA content and is an amazing teacher leader as well. So not only does she provide her her expertise for her class and, mm-hmm. and do a great job teaching our kids, she helps teach teachers and she helps work collaboratively with them to implement new curriculum or to just problem solve about things that are happening in the classroom. So right. yeah, Meg is an amazing person and a great teacher, and we are very lucky to have her.
Sounds like it. All right. Thank you, Meg, for being here. Again, congratulations on winning Teacher of the Year. And one last thank you to our three student guests who are also on the program earlier, Vinaya, D'Angelo, and Jacob. We know that they all have very bright futures ahead. This podcast is brought to you by Waterford School District's Department of School and Community Services and is produced by Video Production Coordinator Jane Tekelly. I am the host of this podcast, Sarah Davis, and you can find all episodes of WSD Voice on our website at WSDMI.org, or you can tune in to 89.5 WAHS, Radio Central Multicultural, or any Waterford Community Cable channel. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast, which is available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and if you want to watch the recording on our WSD YouTube channel. We so appreciate you listening today and encourage you to tune in to future episodes of WSD Voice as we discuss topics geared toward inspiring, educating, and empowering our students, staff, alumni, and community to thrive.